I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shot, 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 shot. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. I heard you were talking to people that know Scotty the other night.
Yeah, trying to get it in Virginia.
I think Dudley's has it.
I need Scotty. I got to call Scotty. I got to get Scotty connected with my man. He wants it over at his Italian restaurant.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do they have Scotty's here? I'm looking.
I don't know.
Scotty, you in MGM?
I thought he was trying to talk to him over here at one point.
He should. So I just checked my MGM
balance. Scotty, I'm going to be giving you a call today, brother.
All right. Lanville, Walton's ready. He says he is ready. So call him again. We're going to get John Walton here in just a moment. We have more brackets to grade here. I'm trying to convince Jeff to go get us a pizza. He's not listening. Unfortunately, my MGM card only has 63 cents
he
on it.
He came to get a piece of pepperoni with that.
one single piece of shredded mozzarella cheese, please. All right, John Walton joins us now, the voice of the Washington Capitals. You can follow him at John Walton PXP on the Rude Guest Hotline. John, another game, another big win for the Washington Capitals, and they have clinched the playoffs. How are you, sir?
Doing well, and yeah, clinching playoffs and being the first team to do so after last year being the last team to do so on the very last game of the year and about 3 minutes left in the third period. So much different this time. The Capitals are the first team since 1980 to be the last team to clinch the year before and the first the following year. So a lot of improvement. Went over Philadelphia, 46 on the year, and still got a chunk of games left here. So got 13 to go. So very, very optimistic that this will truly be one of the best teams in terms of standings points the Capitals have had in 50 years of hockey here.
You look at this team right now, John, a lot more guys on the team that are more effective, which I think makes it harder for other teams to defend them. Do you see the same where you have multiple guys being able to score at any time?
Yeah, I mean, B-Mitch, that's really the hallmark of this team is, yeah, Alex Ovechkin's been able to keep scoring, but Alexei Protas is a goal away from 30 and a breakout season for him. Connor McMichael has a shot of getting toward 30. You've got Tom Wilson for the first time in his career at 30 goals. Yeah. So they've got a lot of guys that are scoring a lot of different ways and a lot of different places. They've gotten a lot of offense from the blue line, too. And Jacob Chychrun's got 18 goals. I mean, as a defenseman, if you get to 20, that's a big number. So they've scored more goals than any team in the league. They're the best third-period goal-scoring team in the league. That'll win you a lot of games. So they're doing it a lot of different ways. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. I got to keep drinking the hot tea and have the throat lozenges because they certainly may give me a little bit of a workout, but I'll take it. It's been a lot of fun.
I love that. You know, one stat that I've made a point of kind of keeping an eye on this year, because the hockey hipsters last year were such jerks about the Caps getting in with a negative goal differential. And listen, last year's Caps team wasn't great. They just had absurd goaltending the second half of the season, and they snuck in as an 8 seed, right? The current 8 seed projection would be Montreal. They have a minus 17 goal differential. So everybody that gave them a hard time last year, just shut up. That's what the 8 seed is generally. But this year, the Caps are plus 73. John, you've called these games for a long time. You've seen this hockey team during all of its eras in the OV time. Does this – hockey's a crazy sport. I'm not talking about the playoffs. You never know what the hell is going to happen. But does this seem like maybe the best team of all these teams?
You know, it's tough to compare. I mean, I think in terms of just raw firepower, I mean, if you look at the President's Trophy winners in 2016, 2017, I mean, the crazy thing is, and this is how crazy hockey is, really, if we really get down to it, the Caps' best team in that era wasn't 2018. It really wasn't. Like, right. They were a better team in 2016. I think they were a better team in 2015. And they were kind of getting to the end of the arc there. It's like, or, you know, they're down 2-0 to Columbus. I mean, at the beginning of that 2018 playoff, it felt like they might be done as, you know, rebuild and, you know, start over maybe. And they end up winning the whole thing. So some of it is bounces and some of it is just raw offense. I mean, when TJ Oshie was getting 30 goals and Alex was getting 50 and Nick Backstrom was getting 100 points, that's a very, very good hockey team. And Barry Trotz's time here, that seemed to be a regular thing. Spencer Carberry has this team, in the truest sense of the word, this is a wonderful team to be around. There isn't a Connor McDavid or a Leon Draisaitl or that really, really top-end guy. I mean, Alex was that guy, but, you know, at 39, he's not that guy anymore. But he is contributing to the cause, and so is everybody else. And forwards 1 through 12 and defensemen 1 through 6 and both goalies, they're ready to go to war. Spencer Carberry used almost those exact words yesterday before the game. You know, we're ready for it, and that's how they win games, because it's a different person every night. So in terms of best team in the team sense, yeah, they might be. In terms of, like, offense, it's maybe a little bit more of a gray area, but they're fun. They really care for each other. I've never seen a tighter group of guys, and I've been here 14 years. I've never seen anything quite like it. They play for each other. They pull for each other, both goalies, regardless who's playing. The other guys, their biggest cheerleader sitting on the bench. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And if team has anything to do with it, and B-Mitch, you know that. I mean, you got a close group of guys. You can accomplish a lot. You know, that's what I think we're hoping for here.
Yeah. We're talking with our friend John Walton, Caps play-by-play. You can hear his call of the games right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can follow John at John Walton PXP. John joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Well, and John, one thing that I'm really interested, listen, they're playing good hockey in Raleigh right now. The Canes have won 8 in a row. The Panthers look really good. You got the Leafs and the Lightning. Like, that other side of the bracket's going to be good. The next two games are serious bangers. You got Florida defending cup champs coming to town tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We're all going to be locked in on college hoops all weekend, but you got to watch that game tomorrow at 5.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to Winnipeg Tuesday night. Panthers are leading in the Atlantic Division. Winnipeg is tied with Washington in this President's Trophy chase. Each have 100 points. What do you want to see these next two games?
I think a lot of structure. I mean, at the end of the game last night against the Flyers, Spencer Carberry wasn't very happy with the way it went. They got away from some of their details, and the Flyers looked like they were going to just roll over and be finished, and they weren't. They came out firing in the third, and they're a proud team, and the Caps weren't as ready for that as they probably needed to be, and they end up out shooting them 17-2 and kind of had them on the ropes there at the end. So I think that when you look at that, you want to have everybody playing their best hockey down the stretch, and you really want to do it against the best teams. But I think when you're playing Florida, and certainly on Tuesday in Winnipeg, that is arguably the biggest regular season game, not just for Washington, but in the NHL schedule as a whole. That's best on best. They're the two best teams in the league. It's not particularly close. It's going to be in Winnipeg. The Jets got them here in D.C., like a little bit of payback and get a win on their rink. That's going to be a fantastic game. So I think just being able to continue to produce offense, to continue to play good defensive hockey, goaltending, I think Logan Thompson's going to get a little bit more here down the stretch. I think he could very well get these next two. Charlie's from Minnesota, and the Wild are up next on Thursday. I would think Charlie's going to get that one, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Logan got the next two. These games are big, and he's got 30 wins, and in a lot of ways he's been the hot hand, to take nothing away from Charlie. But Logan is the guy who's 30-4, and these are right. games that you really want to lock down. And you want him playing his best hockey as we come down the stretch here, too. So a lot to look for, I think, but you're right. Big game against the Panthers, the defending champs in town, and the Caps have handled them pretty well so far this year. They've beaten them twice. Hopefully they can do it again, and then we'll head to Winnipeg.
John, this thing is getting down to the wire. Alex scored again. It's at 7 now for breaking the record. Are you thinking this thing can happen?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that when you look
what
at the
7-13 to play,
yeah. I mean, it's right on the edge. I mean, if you're handicapping, like, when does it happen? Like, this is not going to happen in the month of March. It's probably not happening at the beginning of April either. This is getting down to those last couple of games, which incredibly, game 82 for this team, where if you took the math, you say, okay, 0.5, 0.55 per game, whatever it is, you're getting down to really that last game of the year. Fellas, the last game of the year is in Pittsburgh. Can you imagine a world where he gets 895, but he does it in Pittsburgh with Sidney Crosby sitting there on the other side? I mean, it's at least a possibility when you get down to the end. I really want to see it happen at home. I know everybody wants to see it at home, but if you extrapolate it out, you look at those last three games, like, okay, well, you got a home game or two in there, but there the last game. Let's try and get it before game 82. That would be good for everybody, I think.
Yeah. Dude, I still think I'm clinging to the last home game against Columbus. And I know that leaves him too short, but it would be his first ever goal is against Columbus, and then he breaks the record against Columbus, and it would be at home. I don't know why, but I just feel some level of synchronicity with that. And then I wonder if he does get it early, do you think they let him sit a little going? How do hockey teams handle, like, in our world in football, you want to keep everybody fresh, but if you've clinched everything, by the time you get to the end, maybe you give guys a little bit of a break. How does hockey handle that?
It's different, but that particular, like at the end, the only real version of load management would be, and Alex has done this in years past. I remember it's probably 8 or 9, could be even 10 years ago now. We were in St. Louis, and we had a game. It was the year of the big snowstorm. We had like 20 inches of snow, and a couple of games got wiped out. And one of those games got pushed to the end of the year, and poor Anaheim had to fly here from Orange County for one game on the last day of the year, which was not great for them. But we were in St. Louis, and the Caps were coming home, and it was a back-to-back, and Ovi was sitting on 47 goals. And they say, you know, he likes sitting out that last one if he's got, you know, numbers are squared away. But he's like, he needs 3 for 50. I think he's probably going to be playing in these last two. And he goes out in St. Louis and gets a hat trick in about 25 minutes and took game 82 off. And like,
I love
that. There's nothing more Ovi than that. So he ends up with 50. You could look at the end of the year, and for anybody with bumps and bruises, not just Alex, but anybody where you've got everything wrapped up, if you've got any nagging injuries or anything, you need a little bit of extra healing time, you'll see some guys sit. And I think that's going to happen. I mean, the Caps, they've already clinched. So the only thing left is really division title, you know, home ice through second round, third round, hopefully all the way through. I fear not the President's Trophy. I know a lot of fans do. I said, listen, I would rather them have home ice for four rounds and being able to have that extra home game if they need it, so and be playing the right way. But having said all that, I think you will see some guys get rested just because it's a long year, and you may see a little bit of that down the stretch, but mainly just if guys are injured, not so much for just load management, just to have a night off.
Well, load management is an NBA thing, and it's junk. And hockey guys are the opposite. Neil Greenberg, a friend of the program.
If anybody needs it, hockey guys need it.
Yeah, they actually need it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you know Greenberg, John. Neil Greenberg's friend of the program. He just tweeted out, Ovechkin watch is at 888. I have the most likely games for him to break the record. April 6th at the Islanders, April 12th at Columbus, April 10th at home against the Hurricanes, April 13th at home against the Blue Jackets, April 2nd at the Hurricanes. And Greenberg's model allows 15% chance it doesn't happen this year. Do you feel like it happened? I had been steadfast that I thought it was happening, and then when he didn't get one against Detroit the other night, was the first time I had a little bit of pause.
It is, I mean, listen, it's a hard thing for anybody to do at any point, even for the NHL's top players, to put those kind of numbers together in a stretch. And he's trying to do it at 39 years of age. Yeah, there's a chance it doesn't happen, but everything that he has been throughout his career has been about rising to the occasion. And I thought last night, you know, the Flyers are a team that he's always played well against. So he ends up getting that first period goal. He finds a way. He's got 52 goals against Philadelphia in his career. That's just insane.
Wow.
But second most in any single team that he's faced. But when you look at the teams that are coming up, there are a couple back-to-backs. The Columbus home and home. You got a game at Boston, at Carolina. You got to keep plugging away. I think when you look at it big picture, go, wow, not sure, we'll see. But when you look at it game by game, say, you know what? Big man just needs a goal tonight. And if he gets it, then the pressure's off. He's feeling better about things. I think you could see that last night, where it's, you know, been a couple games and the meter's running and you're coming down to the end of the season, but you could see the relief, I thought, as much as the jubilation, as like, hey, all right, got one, 888, let's go. And I think that's, you know, the way it's going to be the rest of the way. You know, whatever game it ends up being, wherever you are in that night, that's all you can control in one night. If you can get any night you can get a goal, you're one closer, and it also affords you the opportunity of having a game where you don't get one, and it's okay. And I think we just play that game from now until mid-April.
John, we will be listening for this Panthers game and then definitely. Winnipeg game, and I can't wait for that. I've told my wife that we're going to watch Caps play Winnipeg, and boy, is she excited. real quick, though, I have two non-hockey things to ask you about, Walton. One,
yes.
How's your bracket looking? Now, we used to have a Caps player on every week. I'm aware there's a fantasy football league in that dressing room. I am guessing there's a bracket in that dressing room. Of course, no cash ever exchanges hands. But how's the brackets looking? How excited are the boys for this time of year with hoops?
The guys, I think, are pretty excited. You know, one of the rites of hockeydom come springtime are NCAA brackets, and Masters pools are pretty popular as well. So those things are happening. I'm ashamed to say that I did not do a bracket this year.
I know absolutely
nothing, because I never get a chance to really sit down and watch. I did happen to notice we've got Katie Fleury, our studio host, is a Clemson grad. I do know that the Tigers did not fare well. I do know that.
They scored 13 points and won the whole half, John.
Yeah, I saw the Clemson Tiger mascot shaking his head sideways, and so we did have a little fun at Katie's expense on that. But other than that, I know nothing. I know less than nothing, and I depend on people like you guys to tell me what's up.
Well, guess what, John? We don't know anything either.
Yeah, I watch a lot, John. I watch a lot,
and,
I'm last in our pool right now. So
that's the
nobody
way.
Knows.
See, I used to do it a lot. Like, I used to run the pool when I was in Hershey. I used to run the bracket there, and I never came close to winning. So I don't know. Maybe knowledge isn't powerful anyway, but
it might not be. All right, this is the last thing, and I'm gonna confess something. Left hand up, I am an idea guy. I am very rarely an execution guy. So I talk about stuff and get excited and then just completely forget and go a different direction. I'm like a child in a field that sees a butterfly. I just run the other way, right? However, I actually followed through on something, and it's related to John Walton.
What was that?
John, do you remember?
I'm terrified.
Don't be terrified. I think you'll be excited. I believe it was last week when you were kind enough to give us a few minutes for NBC4, and we did that interview, and you mentioned fly fishing. That, you know, you grew up in Minnesota, right? Growing up, you like to go fly fishing. Some of the boys on the team like to go fly fishing, and nobody knows where to go fly fishing in the D.C. area.
Okay. Well, you've discovered a place to go fly fishing.
Not exactly. No, what I told you was I have a buddy. Shout out to my friend Steve Lynn, who goes fly fishing all the time. I see it on his Instagram page. Uh-huh. And I actually followed up with Lenny. I said, yo, can you shoot me an email about the fly fishing stuff so I can send it to the Caps guys? And, I mean, sometimes the universe knows what it's doing. He literally emailed me this morning at 11 as you were joining the program. So, otherwise, I would have completely forgotten, never forwarded the email. But I now have this email to forward to you. Would you like to tell me your email address over the air to probably thousands of people listening, or would you prefer to text it to me?
I think texting would probably be good there. I get enough junk email as it is. But, yeah, let's do that. And I'm happy to share with my outdoor enthusiast, Charlie Lindgren, on that. He is,
I think it's a place
Flyfish.
Out towards Front Royal.
So here's what
Greg, I think Greg does it.
Here's what I can tell you. There's a book, Washington, D.C. area. Now, John, I'm going to confess I know nothing about. This is trout fishing. Is that what you're looking for?
I mean, it can be.
Okay.
I think the fly fishing part, I don't know that I'll have to get whatever. I mean, where we come from, where Charlie and I come from, it's walleye. But there's
I don't think we got walleye here.
Walleye Front Royal. So.
Yeah. You're looking for the Rose River or Susie Q Escataba Farms. I'm going to send you the email. Thank you for your time, Walton. Appreciate it,
John. You're truly a details man, JP. I appreciate that.
That's the great John Walton. Give him a follow at John Walton PXP. When we come back, we got brackets, baby.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know Jimmy Kemski. Jimmy's a good dude. Jimmy writes for the Philadelphia Voice. And Jimmy's a big guy. I wonder if he played on some level, high school, college, something. But Jimmy and I both share a first name. We're both named James. And we may have an ability to needle the other team's fan base. I got Eagles people love being in my mentions. I know that. Here's Jimmy Kemsky's look at the Washington Commanders free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Voice, if you'd like to read it. The Commanders certainly made some choices with all that cap space they had to spend. Now that we're more than a week into NFL free agency and the action around the league has stalled out a bit, let's grade each of the NFC East teams' free agency periods. Players gained, Debo. The Commanders traded a fifth-round pick to the 49ers for Samuel and were roundly praised for that move. Why? First, let's examine Samuel's career receiving production. Everybody's familiar with the stats. I'm going to keep reading here. Samuel was a legitimate star player in 2021. He had 70 off the 18.2 YPC and 6 touchdowns as a receiver. He added 365 yards and 8 touchdowns on 59 carries, averaged 6.2 yards per carry. He was named first-team All-Pro, and he was asked to be traded the following offseason, but instead signed a contract extension to stay in San Fran. Debo spoke yesterday, said Washington was one of the five teams. I'm adding parenthetically here. He said Washington was one of the five teams he told the Niners he'd be traded to. Mentioned it's a little closer to home. He's from South Carolina. It's a little closer to home than the West Coast. I'm going to skip ahead. He does mention that Debo choked out the Niners kicker when he missed 3 field goals. What was your take on that, B?
Normally you don't touch people, but I would say that kicker had to say something. He probably said something to him, which a lot of times I would never say nothing to the kicker because that's not an easy job. But if he said something to him and the kicker came back with something smart, that probably agitated it.
Pardon me. He yelled at the kicker, and then the long snapper stood up for the kicker, and Debo kind of
choked out the
like punch, smush, choke out move. What I've learned is I have covered a team that had a sideline fist fight between two dudes that were close. Sometimes just tempers flaring.
Things happen in football.
Moments. Yeah.
And this dude Rice in Philly, he shut the hell up.
Kempsey's a good dude.
But he got enough stuff. His team goes at each other. What does he say about that?
He does. He'll call it straight.
Yeah.
But this is a tough look right here. And if you're so the low point for Samuel this season was a week 15 matchup against the Rams. At that point, I think the Niners were still clinging to hope of making the playoffs. And Debo that week had complained about getting more targets. Purdy hits him on a slant. Ball's where it needs to be, and he just dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, things happen. Samuel asked to be traded. All right, I'm reading again. As noted above, the cost for the Commanders was a mere fifth-round pick. And surely, if you look at folks grading this trade, the Commanders are going to get high marks. I mean, Debo Samuel for a fifth-round pick? Sure, do it. Except the fifth-round pick matters much less than the $17 million the Commanders are going to pay Samuel this season. If Samuel were a free agent, the Commanders signed him to a one-year deal worth $17 million. Many of the same people praising the trade would probably call that an overpay. I'm not sure I agree with it in a world where De'Ami Brown gets 10.
Yeah.
But I'm reading. Is Samuel better than the 2024 Commanders receivers like De'Ami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus? Sure, I guess. The Commanders entered the 2025 offseason loaded up with cap space, but it was unwise for an ascending team to use a healthy chunk of their spending money on a whiny, declining 29-year-old receiver who had one great season 4 years ago. What do you say, B?
I say this dude, I don't know why he would be so concerned about what's happening here in D.C. when he has the whiniest of all receivers in his own team. And I think that this is a one-year deal. They signed the deal, and if he goes out and he plays what he's capable of at his highest, they can do whatever they want after that. If he doesn't, then they keep moving forward. But they didn't have to go break the bank this year for a receiver. He wasn't brought here to be an answer. He was brought here to be an addition. And I think a lot of the guys that he replaced, yes, he's better than them. He does more than they do. You know, overall, I think it was a positive move for Washington. I don't think it was nothing negative at all. But receivers are whiny.
Yeah, dude.
All over the damn league. So, but his receiver whines about every damn thing all the time.
I don't even care about the Philly aspect of this. There are things with the Debo move you can question, right? I texted with somebody, the salary cap maneuvering, the guaranteeing of the cash actually helps Washington, and Debo feels more appreciated. That's a win-win.
That's all it is.
If you want to say Debo's had one, he's had one great season. 2 years ago, he was quite good on a team that went to the Super Bowl, I would add.
Mm-hmm.
There are flaws. There are things you can point to that
you can point to things with every player in the league.
What I don't point to, dude, is a receiver going in the media. Like, I think because of – I think the best two receivers in Washington since 2000 are Santana Moss and Terry McLaurin. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that.
No, no.
I think Washington has been – I don't use this word frequently. I think people use it far too frequently, and it just becomes insincere. But I'm going to say it seriously here. Washington has been blessed to have Santana and then Terry as their two best receivers over the last 20 years. Yeah. Why? Because they're mature adults.
Totally.
Generally at that position, that's not what you get.
By no stretch of the imagination, receivers
tend to be kind of nuts.
They are nuts. They're out there.
But they want the ball all the time.
This is the thing, though, Jay. What's the little saying about if you don't throw rocks, if you live in a glass house?
Yeah.
If his team didn't have whiny-ass brats, you have a right to say what you want to say. But he has a bunch of whiny brats, too. You know what I mean?
Who do you think the best receiver in football is? Jamar Chase?
Yeah.
He likes talking.
Oh, he talks a lot.
You think Tyreek Hill has his head, like, is that dude locked in? Does he strike you as the
not completely
the type that's going to church every Sunday? Like,
no.
Receivers are different, man. Receivers and DBs are different. And
yes.
They're both exceptionally cocky. Receivers have the advantage of every rule going their way. I don't worry about receivers being receivers. The Debo thing, I think it's a win for the organization.
Yes.
Now, Jimmy also writes about Laremy Tunsil. Commanders got Tunsil and a fourth rounder this year. The Texans got a third and a seventh this year and a second and a fourth next year. So, I'm reading now from Kemsky. If you cancel out the fourth round picks, the Commanders basically gave up a 2, 3, and a 7 for Tunsil, who will also count for 21 mil on the Commanders cap each of the next 2 years. Is Tunsil better than guys like Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas, who both started games at left tackle for Washington last season? Sure. But he will also turn 31 before week one, and he led the NFL in penalties last season. Also, isn't it at least a little bit of a red flag that the Texans were willing to deal Tunsil when they have a third-year franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud who had a down year in 2024, partly because he did not get good protection from his offensive line? Brian Mitchell answers that exact question when we...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Return. Party rock, baby. Scotty's Viking Rebel Friday. We're live. MGM National Harbor Tap Sports Bar. Just got some chicken wings. Those chicken wings are banging. That hot honey, man.
Yeah.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away Nats opening day tickets, baby. If you're looking to go to opening day, it's next Thursday. Looks like nice clear weather, a little brisk, but brisk is all
right. We'll be at Tap 99, right?
Apparently, we will be at Tap 99.
Yeah.
They have Kicking It with B. Mitch on Tap.
They do.
At Tap 99.
And we're right next door to Kilman's. They got those little... chocolate macadamia.
You're killing me with those, man. B-Mitch is not a sweets guy, and all of a sudden he's just swimming in
white chocolate macadamia. Caramel. I love macadamia nuts, so go with it.
I believe you. I've seen it. Seen it with my own two eyes. Toby Altizer has arrived, and he just professed, I have no information, and yet he's going to be our update guy. now... We're gonna react to Toby's bracket here in a bit. We got more brackets to come.
Yeah.
College hoops about to start a little less about 20 minutes from now. But I wanted to finish this thing out from Kemsky. Kemsky's a good writer. He knows what he's doing. Philadelphia Voice, if you want to read the piece. I will ask the question one more time, B.
Mm-hmm.
This is about Laramie Tunsil. Isn't it at least a little bit of a red flag that the Texans were willing to deal Tunsil when they have a third-year franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud, who had a down year in 24, partly because he did not get good protection from his offensive line? Do you say what, Brian?
I say that the offensive line sucked, not the left side.
The guard that ironically Philly just traded for was awful.
That's what I'm saying. They traded for the guard who was awful.
Kenyon Green, I believe.
And he's trying to knock the guy that Washington got?
If I had to come up with a red flag about the trade, I think it's kind of weird for a guy to get traded twice. A guy that's a stud to get traded twice.
Not necessarily the news. I don't follow it.
I'm just saying that to me is more of a question.
Well, the thing about it is, like a lot of times people want to pay people at certain times. When you're 31 years old, you're still playing, they may not want to pay him the money that he probably can command. And I think I look at the way he's played in Houston. I don't see no reason to get rid of him. You watch the way he's been over the time he's been there. He's been a damn good player. So when you trade me, like, I don't read into why things happen because I've seen so much BS go on in football. I've seen so many things happen. And the outside world will think this is the reason because we basically have a conspiracy about everything. But when you really get into it, sometimes people just make moves. They just make them. But the whole thing about it is Washington had to get bigger and better on offensive line and defensive line. I think they've done that. Is he better than Coleman and Leno? Lucas. Yes, he's better. And you have to make that move. So, but I'm serious. I know this is a guy you know, but I have issues with people in other towns trying to poo-poo on what other people do that they see who's coming. When they just made moves that are very similar, but he's not addressing that. Is he talking about how horrible that guard is?
I don't know. Maybe. I love the Deebo move. I've been real clear on that one. And I think you get your cornerstone left tackle for a second and a fourth that you know can play the position.
Mm-hmm.
And you're banking on health. He's largely been very durable.
Yeah.
O-lineman, I think where you have to worry about declining with age is generally as it relates to speed.
His game's already started?
No.
Oh, that's women.
That's women.
Okay. I'm like, what the hell? I'm looking at points on the board up here.
No.
But I don't see the game on TV. Okay, I'm good. Go.
I think when you're talking about your concern with aging players, I think that generally reflects more on speed. O-lineman can play till – I mean, how old is Trent?
Trent by what, 35, 36 now?
I mean, he was drafted in 10,
Big Ray played, he was 40, 42, something
right, like
that.
O-linemen typically have longevity.
Yeah, they play years, man. And
Trent turns 37 in July.
There are people that have not gotten past that 30-year-old threshold. And that 30-year threshold has always been for skill positions for the most part. When you start looking at the bigger guys, they play forever, dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there are guys on the Eagles team right now that they play. But it's amazing. See,
I mean, how old is Lane Johnson?
Lane Johnson has been playing forever. But I'm going to take it back. So here we go, Jay. You didn't see.
Lane Johnson turns 35 in May.
None of these articles came out last year by Washington, year before last by Washington, because Washington was not a problem. They wasn't a threat to anyone. All of a sudden, when they become a threat, now people want to find ways to begin to bash them. And that is where I don't give people credence. They may be great writers, great
He does an NFC East review on this specifically, but I do think you're right in the conversation around. Dude, I saw Keyshawn Johnson a couple days ago, and I wish I remember. I think Nate tweeted this out. Keyshawn said on the Fox Sports 1 show, like the whatever one of their Yell shows is in the morning. I think it was whatever show it is. If the Commanders don't get to a Super Bowl this year, it's a failure. Because they were in the NFC title game last year. That's just so patently incorrect. You know what I'm saying?
You got to realize who you're dealing with. Keyshawn has always said outlandish BS.
Right.
Getting there and to get to where you got last year, a lot of great things have to work for you. It don't automatically mean it's going to happen the next. And that's what real people who talk real football and sports understand. You get there one year, it doesn't automatically mean you're going the next year. You got to get better. You can't have a lot of injuries, you know, and you know how I am about the injury thing, but that scares the hell out of me sometimes. When a team go through a year and they don't have many, I'm worried about the next one. Because 9 times out of 10 in this league, you don't have complete health for year after year after year. It doesn't go like that.
So. Right. Yeah, dude. Every year is its own entity. Every week is its own entity.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, in the NBA, you can pencil the Nuggets in for – they're a title contender because they have Jokic, right? Because it's five players on the court. You got 53 dudes. You got 45 guys. You got legitimately 35 dudes playing at least half of your snaps every week.
Yeah.
And damn near every week you have probably a season-ending injury, if not a dude's out for a month. Like, it's just a constant evolution. Constant. So, to surmise any one thing, like, to me, I got asked this on All Ears the other night, B. What should be reasonable expectations for Washington this year? My belief is when you land a quarterback, when the Saints had Drew Brees, when the Chargers had Phillip Rivers, right? When you land a quarterback, and I don't care about the rankings, right? Like, I'm not saying he's top five. I'm not saying he's top eight. Wherever he lands, Washington has a quarterback now. And generally, when you have a quarterback, you should be thinking about the divisional round of the playoffs.
There you go.
Once you get there, who the hell knows what happens?
There you go.
But that should be your expectation.
Yeah. But, like, man, listen, bro. I've listened to some of Keyshawn's shows. Him and Paul Pierce. Both of those dudes are trying to say the craziest thing they can say. I sit back. I look at it. And then I realize, okay, Keyshawn came to this league with a lot of expectations, right? Did he live up to them?
No.
Hell no.
Those tequila those tequila shots in Beverly Hills with Paul Pierce did you in, though. I remember that. When we come back, we're giving away Nat's ticket.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.